Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Adair reaches third base with a triple. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher has Adair trapped. There's the throw to Batty and over to Killebrew, who tags Adair for the out. Martin moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Elia moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batty scores. Allen moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball towards center. AG settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on AG. Allen moves to third. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Boswell scores. Tovar moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Twins. John Buzzard now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Elia reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Adair takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for John Buzzard. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. McCraw moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Adair strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Martin reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 8-4, Twins. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Martin moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Elia strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Bruce Howard now pitching. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valdespino strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Valdespino out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horlan moves to second. Jim Merritt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to third. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horlan scores. Buford scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 9-7, Twins. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry Adair. John Romano pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Al Worthington now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 9-8, Twins. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Lee Elia. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Weiss moves to third. Romano moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.